Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, man sagt es, Trumais, Perik, Ches, Mischne, Tess. Chavis, she nishbre, begas, hu al yoina. What's the gas, hu al yoina? The way wine presses used to work was there was a vat on top, and they would pour in the grapes, and people would dance on it. Or however they pressed the grapes. Sometimes they actually used to dance on it. The wine would then pour into a gas tachtoina, which is basically a bar in the ground. Because after they danced on it on top, they quetched out the juice and the grapes, and it rolled downwards. Now here's our problem. We have over here a chavis, a barrel of truma tahira wine, shenishbra, that broke the gasol yarn. If I don't do anything now, all this wine is going to pour into the bottom one. And if it does, well, normally it'll just be there, right? But here's the problem, v'hatachtoina tmeya, the one on the bottom, has chulin wine that's tamei. If this truma wine is going to pour into the chulin wine, and you don't have 100 times chulin connected to truma, when we don't, what's going to happen is everything will become aser here. A kohen won't be able to drink it because it's tamei, and a zar won't be able to drink it because there's truma. So let me ask you something. And until now, a zar could use the chulin wine, after all, it's tamei. And the answer is, chulin that's tamei is not so restrictive. When people are tamei, they'll drink the chulin that's tamei. It's going to become tamei anyway. Or not everyone's makbid that chulin should be bitahara. But if the truma falls in, then the whole thing goes to waste. No one can do anything with it. Got it. So what can I do about it? Well, I would love to grab kalim and save the top wine from pouring into the bottom wine. So who's stopping you? What's stopping me is right now, time is of essence, it's pouring, it's not waiting for me, and the only kalim I have are tamadika kalim. So I can scoop up the top wine and prevent it from rolling down to the bottom wine, from flowing down to the bottom, but I'm going to be metama the wine on top. You're not going to be metama truma. Yeah, but on the other hand, if you're not going to do it, it'll become tummy anyway. Oh, so that's the question. Can I be metama, be a dayim, the top truma, when anyway would become tummy, and I would do it to accomplish saving the chulin, or do I say, no, you just can't be metama truma, regardless of what the consequences are? Zak the Mishnah. Moide Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would both be moide, in other words, both would agree. Imachloikis in the previous Mishnah about being metama truma. And both of them said you can't. It's just that Rabbi Eliezer said you have to protect the truma tamei, and Rabbi Yeshua said indirectly you can put it in the open place, but no one said you could be metama it. But here, in this case, moide Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that this would be the halach. She'im yichaylem, if it was possible to bring tara de kekelem, by the time I get to tara de kekelem, most of the wine is going to be gone. But let's say I can still get back in time, lehatzel mimena, to save from the truma tahira on top, revius betara. A revius is not much, it's between 3 and 5 ounces, but I could still do that, so yatzel. There's no question about it, you're mechuyev to do that. Go get your kalim tahirim, by the time you get back here, you're only going to be able to save a revius, but if you can save a revius, you're mechuyev to do that. But v'im lav, if you won't be able to save even a revius of yayin, of Truma Tahira, because there are no Tardika Kalim, or it's too far away. So this is the choice. There's choice A and there's choice B. There is no choice C. Choice A is, grab the top wine with Tamadika Kalim, save the bottom one. Choice B, don't do anything. Let it pour in and become Tami. And not only will I lose the top, I'm also going to lose the bottom. Because no one's going to be able to use the chul. Zakta Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, don't do anything. Let the truma on top, tered, flow down to the bottom pit. And yes, v'sitame, it's going to become tame on its own. And with it, make the chulin useless. But still rather do that. V'al yitma'ena biyadav, but don't take kalim tameim and physically be metama the truma that you cannot do. Rabbi Yeshua argues in Rabbi Eliezer. He says, no. You could do choice A, take the kalim tmeim, scoop up the top. Are you being metamed biyadayim? There's no choice. Would have become tame anyway. And this way you're saving the bottom. But again, Rabbi Yishua would only let you do it if it would have become Tameh anyway. But Terus says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer.